households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured, piteous overthrows do with their death bury their parents' strife. The fearful passage of their death-marked love, and the continuance of their parents' rage, which but their children's end naught could remove, is now the 2 hours' traffic of our stage, the which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend.
We'll not carry coals.
No, but then we should be colliers.
I mean, and we be in collar, we'll draw.
Aye, well, you live, draw your neck out of the collar.
I strike quickly, being moved.
But thou art not quickly moved to strike. Hey, draw by toll. Yeah. Here come two of the house of the Montagues.
Let us take the law of our side. Let them begin.
I will frown as I pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare. I will bite my thumb at them, which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir.
You bite your thumb at us, sir?
Gregory, is the law of our side if I say aye?
No.
No, sir. I do not bite my thumb at you, sir. But I bite my thumb, sir.
Do you quarrel, sir?
Quarrel, sir? No, sir.
If you do, sir, I am for you. I serve as good a man as you.
No better.
Well, sir...
Say better. Here comes Tybalt, one of my master's kinsmen.
Yes, better, sir.
You lie.
Draw, if you be men. Gregory, remember thy swash and blow. Have at thee.
Down with the Montague.
Heart, fool. Put up your sword. You know not what you do.
What? Art thou drawn among these heartless hinds? Turn thee, Benfolio. Look upon thy death.
I do but keep the peace. Put up thy sword, or manage it to part these men with me.
What, drawn and talk of peace? I hate the word, and I hate hell, all Montagues and thee. Have at thee, cowards!
Down with the Montagues!
I swear to thee, the prince's name!
Put up your sword!
What noise is this? Give me my long sword!
Hold!
How villain, Capulet!
Montague!
Hold me not, let me go!
Shut up, Montague!
Rebellious subjects, enemies to peace. On pain of torture, from those bloody hands, throw your mistempered weapons to the ground. And hear the sentence of your moved prince. 3 civil brawls, bred of an airy word by thee, old Capulet, and Montague, have thrice disturbed the quiet of our streets, and made Verona's ancient citizens cast by their grave beseeming ornaments, to wield old partisans in hands as old, cankered with peace, to part your cankered hate. If ever you disturb our streets again, your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace. For this time, all the rest depart away. You, Capulet, shall go along with me. And Montague, come you this afternoon to know our further pleasure in this case. Once more, on pain of death, all men depart.
Who set this ancient quarrel new abroach? Benvolio, were you by when it began?
Here were the servants of your adversary and yours, close fighting, ere I did approach. I drew to part them. In the instant came the fiery Tybalt with his sword prepared. While we were interchanging thrusts and blows, came more and more and fought on part and part, till the prince came who parted either part.
Oh, where is Romeo? Saw you him today? Right glad I am he was not in his prey.
Madam, an hour before the worshipped sun peered forth the golden window of the east, a troubled mind drave me to walk abroad, where, underneath the grove of sycamore that westward rooteth from the city's side, so early walking did I see your son. Towards him I made, but he was ware of me and stole into the covert of the wood.
Many a morning hath he there been seen with tears, augmenting the fresh morning's dew, adding to clouds more clouds with his deep sighs. But all so soon as the all-cheering sun should in the farthest east begin to draw the shady curtains of Aurora's bed away from light, steals home my heavy son, and private in his chamber pens himself, shuts up his windows, locks fair daylight out and makes himself an artificial night. Black and portentous must this humor prove, unless good counsel may the cause remove.
My noble uncle, do you know the cause?
I neither know it nor can learn of him.
See where he comes. So please you, step aside. I'll know his grievance or be much denied.
I would thou wert so happy by thy stay to hear true shift. Come, madam, let's go.
Good morrow, cousin.
Is the day so young?
What news, Strathnine?
Ay, me. Sad hours seem long. Was that my father that went hence so fast?
It was. What sadness lengthens Romeo's hours?
Not having that which having makes them short.
In love? Out of love?
Out of her favor, where I am in love.
Alas, that love, so gentle in his view, should be so tyrannous and rough in proof.
Alas, that love, whose view is muffled still, should without eyes see pathways to his will. Where shall we dine? Gods me, what fray was here. Yet tell me not, for I have heard it all. Here's much to do with hate, but more with love. Love is a smoke, raised with the fume of sighs. Being purged, a fire sparkling in lover's eyes. Being vexed, a sea nourished with lover's tears. What is it else? A madness most discreet, a choking gall, and a preserving sweet. Farewell, my cousin.
Soft! I will go along. And if you leave me so, you do me wrong.
Tut, I have lost myself. I am not here. This is not Romeo. He's some other where.
Tell me, in sadness, who is that you love?
In sadness, cousin, I do love a woman.
I aim so near when I suppose you love.
A right good markman. And she's fair, I love.
A right fair mark? Fair card is soon as hit.
Well, in that hit you miss. She'll not be hit with Cupid's arrow. She hath Dian's wit. And in strong proof of chastity, well armed from love's weak childish bow, she lives unharmed.
Then she hath sworn that she will still live chaste.
She hath. And in that sparing makes huge waste.
Be ruled by me. Forget to think of her.
Oh, teach me how I should forget to think.
By giving liberty unto thine eyes. Examine other beauties.
Is the way to call hers exquisite in question more? Show me a mistress that is passing fair. What doth her beauty serve but as a note where I may read who passed that passing fair? Farewell. Thou canst not teach me to forget.
I'll pay that doctrine, or else die in debt.
But what did you is bound as well as I, in penalty alike? And 'tis not hard, I think, for men so old as we to keep the peace.
Of honorable reckoning are you both, and pity 'tis you lived at odds so long. But now, my lord, what say you to my suit?
But saying all what I have said before, my child is yet a stranger in the world. She hath not seen the change of 14 years. Let 2 more summers wither in their pride, ere we may think her right to be a bride.
Younger than she are happy mothers made.
And too soon marred are those so early made. But woo her, gentle Paris, yet her heart. My will to her consent is but a part. And she agree, within her scope of choice, lies my consent and fair according voice. This night I hold an old accustomed feast, whereto I have invited many a guest such as I love. And you among the store, one more most welcome makes my number more. Come, go with me. Go, sirrah.
Yes.
Trudge about through fair Verona. Find those persons out whose names are written there, and to them say, my house and welcome on their pleasure stay.
Find them out whose names are written here. It is written that the shoemaker should meddle with his yard, and the tailor with his lark, the fisher with his pencil, and the painter with his net. But I am sent to find those persons whose names are here written, and can never find what name the writing person hath here written. I must have learned it.
Why, Romeo, art thou mad?
In good time.
Not mad, but bound more than a madman is. Good den, good fellow.
Got you good den. What place, sir? Can you read?
Aye. Mine own fortune and my misery.
But I pray, can you read anything you see?
Aye, if I know the letters and the language.
Letters and the language. You say honestly. Rest you, Mary.
Stay, fellow, I can read.
Oh, sir.
Signor Martino and his wife and daughters.
Signor Martino.
Signor Placentio and his lovely nieces.
Signor Placentio.
Mercutio and his brother Valentine. Mine uncle Capulet, his wife and daughters.
Signor Martino.
My fair niece, Rosaline. A fair assembly. Whither should they come?
What?
Whither, to supper?
To our house.
Whose house?
My master's.
Indeed, I should have asked you that before.
Now, I will tell you without asking.
Ah.
My master's the great rich Capulet. And if you be not of the house of Montagues, I pray, come and crush a cup of wine. Rest you merry.
At this same ancient feast of Capulet, sups the fair Rosaline, whom thou so lovest, with all the admired beauties of Verona. Go thither, and with unattainted eye, compare her face with some that I shall show, and I will make thee think thy swan a crow.
When the devout religion of mine eye maintains such falsehood, then turn tears to fires. One fairer than my love, the all-seeing sun, ne'er saw her match since first the world begun.
Tut, you saw her fair, none else being by, herself poised with herself in either eye. But in that crystal scale, let there be weighed your lady's love against some other maid that I will show you shining at this feast, and she shall scarce show well that now seems best.
I'll go along. No such sight to be shown, but to rejoice in splendor of mine own.
Now, there's my daughter. Call her forth to me. Now, by my maid nearly 12-year-old, I bade her come. What lamb? What lady bird? God forbid, where is this girl? What Juliet?
Hannah, who calls?
Your mother.
Madam, I am here. What is your will?
This is the matter. Nurse, come back again. Thou knowest my daughter's of a pretty age. Faith, I can tell her age unto an hour.
She's not 14.
I'll lay 14 of my teeth, and yet the machine be as spoken I have but 4. She's not 14. How long is it now to Lammas tide?
A fortnight and odd days.
Even or odd of all days in the year, come Lammas Eve at night, shall she be 14. That shall she marry. I remember it well. 'Tis since the earthquake now 11 years, and she was weaned. I never shall forget it of all days of the year upon that day. For I had then laid wormwood to my dug, sitting in the sun under the dovehouse wall. My lord and you were then in Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of my dug and felt it bitter, pretty fool to see it tipsy and fall out with the dug. And since that time it is 11 years. For then she could stand high long, nay, by the root, she could have run and waddled all about. For even the day before she broke her brow, and then my husband, God be with his soul, who was a merry man, took up the child. Yea, quoth he, dost thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit, wilt thou not, Jewel? And by my holy dame, the pretty wretch left crying and said, aye. To see now how a jest should come about. I warrant that I should live 1,000 years and never should forget it. Wilt thou not, Jewel, quoth he. And pretty fool, this is and said, aye.
And since thee too, I pray thee, nurse, may I?
Peace, I have done. God mark thee to his grace. Thou wast the prettiest babe that ere I nursed. And I might live to see thee married once I have my wish. Married, that married is the very theme I come to talk of. Tell me, Dr. Juliet, how stands your disposition to be married?
It is an honor that I dream of.
An honor? Were not I thine only nurse, I would say thou hast sucked wisdom from thy teeth.
Well, think of marriage now. Younger than you, here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. Thus then, in brief, the valiant Paris seeks you for his love.
Man, young lady, ladies, such a man of all the world. Why, ooh, I see, a man of wax.
Verona's summer hath not such a flower.
Nay, he's a flower in faith, a very flower.
What say you?
Can you love the gentleman? Speak briefly. Can you like of Paris love?
I look to like, if looking liking move. But no more deep will I endark mine eye than your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Madam, the guests are come, supper served up. You called, my young lady asked for, the nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything in extremity. I must hence away. I beseech you, follow straight.
We follow thee. Juliet, the count is safe.
Go, girl. See happy night. A happy day.
This is out. Come, knock and enter. We'll measure them a measure and be gone. Give me a torch. I am not for this ambling. Being but heavy, I will bear the light.
Nay, gentle Romeo, we must have you dance.
Not I, Mercutio. You have dancing shoes with nimble soles. I have a soul of lead, so stakes me to the ground, I cannot move.
Come, knock, and enter. And no sooner in, but every man betake him to his leg.
A torch for me. Let wantons light of heart tickle the senseless rushes with their heels. For I am proverb with a grandsire phrase. I'll be a candle holder and look on. But 'tis no wit to go.
Why, may one ask?
I dreamt a dream tonight.
And so did I.
Well, what was yours?
The dreamers often lie.
In bed asleep. While they do dream things true.
Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you. She is the fairest midwife.
and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomies athwart men's noses as they lie asleep. Her wagon spokes, made of long spinner's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, her traces of the smallest spider's web, her collars, the moonshine's watery beams, her whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film, her wagoner, a small grey-coated gnat, not half so big as a round little worm pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut, made by the joiner squirrel or old grub, time out of mind the fairy's coachmakers. And in this state she gallops night by night through lovers' brains. And then they dream of love, or courtiers' knees that dream on curtsies straight, or lawyers' fingers who straight dream on fees, or ladies' lips who straight on kisses dreams, which oft the angry mab with blisters plagues because their breath the sweetmeat tainted are. Sometimes she gallops on a courtier's nose, and then dreams he of smelling out a suit. And sometimes comes she with a tied pig's tail tickling a parson's nose as he lies asleep. Then dreams he of another benefice. Sometimes she drives o'er a soldier's neck. Then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches, ambuscados, Spanish blades, of health's 5 fathom deep, and then anon drums in his ear. And when she starts and wakes, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two and sleeps again. This is that very mab. This is the hag when maids lie on their backs that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good carriage. This is she.
Peace, peace, Mercutio, peace. Thou talkest of nothing.
True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, the god of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air, and more inconstant than the wind, who woos even now the frozen bosom of the north, and being angered, puffs away from thence, turning his face to the dew-dropping south.
This wind you talk of blows us from ourselves. Supper is done, and we shall come too late.
I fear too early. For my mind misgives some consequence, yet hanging in the stars, shall bitterly begin his fearful date with this night's revels, and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course direct my sail.
On, lusty gentlemen, strike! Drum! Welcome, gentlemen! Ladies that have their toes unplagued with corns will have a bout with you. My mistresses, which of you all will now deny to dance? She that makes dainty, she I'll swear has corns, and I'll come near you now. You are welcome, gentlemen. Come, musicians, play.
What lady is that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh. She doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night like a rich jewel in an Ethiop's ear. Beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. The measure done, I watch her face astand, and touching hers make blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now? Forswear it, sight. For I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This by his voice should be a Montague.
Fetch me my rapier, boy.
Or dares the slave come hither covered with an antic face to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now, by the stock and honor of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it not a sin.
Why, how now, kinsman? Wherefore storm you so?
Uncle! This is a Montague, our foe, a villain that is hither come in spite to scorn at our solemnity this night.
Young Romeo, is it?
Is he, that villain Romeo?
Content be, gentle cause, let him alone. I would not for the wealth of all this town here in my house do him disparagement. Therefore be patient, take no note of
him. I'll not endure him.
He shall be endured. What, goodman boy? I say he shall. Go to. Am I the master here or you? Go to. You'll not endure him. God shall mend my soul, you'll make a mutiny among my guests. You will set cock a whoop, you'll be the man.
My uncle, to shame.
Go to, go to. What? Purely my heart.
I will withdraw. But this intrusion shall now seem sweet. Convert to bitter gall.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this, my lips two blushing pilgrims ready stand to smooth the rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrim's hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim, Lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou,
lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move. They're grand for prayer's sake.
Then move not, while my prayer's effect I take. Thus, from my lips, by thine, my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from my lips? Oh, trespass sweetly urged. Give me my sin again.
You kiss by the book.
Madam, your mother craves a word with you.
Nurse, what is her mother?
Mary Batchelor, her mother is the lady of the house, and a good lady, and a wise, and a virtuous. I nurse her daughter that you talked with all. I tell you, he that can lay hold of her shall have the chink.
Is she a Capulet?
Oh, dear account. My life is my foe's debt.
Away, begone! The sport is at the best.
Aye, so I fear. The more is my unrest.
Nay, gentlemen, prepare not to be gone. We have a trifling foolish banquet to on.
It's late for all.
It seems so. Oh, why then, I thank you all. I thank you, honest gentlemen. Good night.
Come hither, nurse. What is yon gentleman?
The son and heir of old Tiberius.
What's he that now is going out of door?
Oh, Mary, then I think be young Petruchio.
What's he that follows there, that would not dance?
I know not.
Go ask his name.
Oh.
Has he been married yet? My grave is like to be my wedding day.
Good night. His name is Romeo and a Montague, the only son of your great enemy.
My only love, sprung from my only hate. Too early seen unknown, unknown too late. Prodigious birth of love it is to me, that I must love a loathed enemy.
What's this?
A rhyme I learned thee now when I danced with all.
Julia? Anon, anon. Come, let's away. The strangers all are gone.
Can I go forward when my heart is here? Turn back, duller, and find thy center out.
Romeo! My cousin Romeo! Romeo!
He is
wise. On my knife,
I've
stole him home to bed.
He ran this way, and beat this orchard wall. Call, good
monkey, you. Romeo! Humor! Madman! Passion! Lover! Appear thou in the likeness of a sigh. Speak but one rhyme, and I am satisfied. Cry, but I mean. Pronounce but love, and dumb.
He heareth not, he stirreth not, he moveth not. The ape is dead, and I must conjure him. I conjure thee by Rosaline's bright eyes, by her high forehead and her scarlet lip, by her fine foot, straight leg, and quivering thigh, and the domains of their adjacent lie, that in thy likeness thou appear to us. Come,
he hath hid himself among these trees to be consorted with the humorous knight. Blind is his love, and best befits the dark.
If love be blind, love cannot hit the mark. Now will he sit under a medlar tree and wish his mistress for that kind of fruit as maids call medlars when they laugh alone.
Oh, Romeo, that she were! Oh, that she were an open, et cetera, thou a pauper in town. Romeo, good night. I'll to my chuckle bed. This steel bed is too cold for me to sleep. Come, shall we go?
So then, but it is in vain to seek him here that means not to be found.
He jests at scars that never felt a wound. Soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east. And Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. It is not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business to entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars, as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See, how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. Oh, speak again, bright angel. For thou art as glorious to this night being o'er my head, as is a winged messenger of heaven, unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back and gaze on him when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a captive.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak of this?
But thy name that is mine enemy? How art thyself then not a Montague? What Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Or be some other name. What enemy? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
What then art thou that thus bescreened in night so stumbleth on my counsel?
By a name I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself, because it is an enemy to thee.
Mine ears have not yet drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
Canst thou hither tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place deaf, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no stop to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their eyes. And but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued wanting of thy love.
By whose direction found thou out this place?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I would adventure for such merchandise.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on thy face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell on form. Fain deny what I have spoke. But farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false. At lover's perjury, as they say, Jove laughs. But gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay. So thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore mayst thou think my behavior light. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheard, ere I was ware, my true love's passion. Therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night has so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon I swear, the tips with silver all these fruit trees...
But swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon, that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all, for if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
If my heart, dear love...
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be ere one can say it lightens. Good night. This bud of love, by summer's ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night. Good night. A sweet repose and rest come to thy heart as that within thy breath.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst require it. And yet I would it well to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank and give it thee again. And yet, I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu.
Anon, good nurse!
Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little, I will come again.
Oh, blessed, blessed night. I am afeard, being in night, all this is but a dream, too flattering sweet to be substantial.
And good night indeed. If that thy bent of love be honorable, thy purpose, marriage, send me word tomorrow by one that I'll procure to come to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite. And all my fortune that thy foot I'll lay, and follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
Madam! I come along!
But if thou meanest not well, I do beseech thee,
madam!
By and by I come! To cease thy feet, and lead me to my grief. Tomorrow.
So thrive my soul.
A thousand times. Good night.
A thousand times the worse to want thy light. Love goes toward love as schoolboys from their books. But love from love toward school with heavy look.
Romeo. Yes. What a falconer's voice to lure this tassel gentle back again. Bondage is hoarse and may not speak aloud. Else would I tear the cave where Echo lies, and make her airy tongue more hoarse than mine with repetition of my Romeo's name. Romeo!
It is my soul that calls upon my name. How silver sweet sound lover's tongue by night, like softest music to attending ears.
Romeo.
My dear.
At what o'clock tomorrow shall I send to thee?
By the hour of nine.
I will not say. 'Tis 20 years till then. I have forgot why I did call thee back.
Let me stand here till thou remember it.
I should forget to have thee still stand there, remembering how I love thy company.
And I'll still stay, to have thee still forget, forgetting any other home but this.
Oh, Miss Moon, I would have thee gone. And yet, no further than a wanton bird, that lets it hop a little from her hand, like a poor prisoner in his twisted gyve, then with a silk thread, tucks it back again, so loving jealous of his liberty.
I would I were thy bird.
Sweet, so would I. Yet I should kill thee with much cherishing. Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow, that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast. Would I were sleep and peace so sweet to rest. Hence will I to my ghostly father's hour, his help to crave, and my dear hap to tell.
Gray-eyed morn smiled on the frowning night, checkering the eastern clouds with streaks of light. And fleckled darkness like a drunkard reels from forth day's path and tightened fiery wheels. Now, ere the sun advance his burning eye, the day to cheer and night's dank dew to dry, I must upfill this osier cage of ours with baleful weeds and precious juiced flowers. Oh, mickle is the powerful grace that lies in herbs, plants, stones and their true qualities. For naught so vile that on the earth doth live, but to the earth some special good doth give. nor aught so good but trained from that fair use, revolts from true birth, stumbling on abuse.
Good morrow, father.
Benedicity, what early tongue so sweet saluteth me? Young son, it argues a distempered head so soon to bid good morrow to thy bed. Or if not so, then here I hit it right. Our Romeo hath not been in bed tonight.
That last is true. A sweeter rest was mine.
God pardon sin, wast thou with Rosaline?
With Rosaline, my ghostly father, no. I have forgot that name and that name's woe. I have been feasting with mine enemy, where on a sudden one hath wounded me that's by me wounded. Both our remedies within thy help and holy physic lies.
Be plain, good son, and homely in thy drift. Riddling confession finds but riddling shrift.
Then plainly know. My heart's dear love is set on the fair daughter of rich Capulet. As mine on hers, so hers is set on mine, and all combined, save what thou must combine by holy marriage. When and where and how we met, we wooed, and made exchange of vow, I'll tell thee as we pass. But this I pray, that thou consent to marry us today.
Holy friend Francis, what a change is here. Is Rosaline, whom thou didst love so dear, so soon forsaken? Young men's love then lies not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes.
I pray thee, chide not. She whom I love now doth grace for grace and love for love allow. The other did not so.
Oh, she knew well thy love did read by rote that could not spell. But come, young waverer, come, go with me. In one respect I'll thy assistant be. For this alliance may so happy prove to turn your household rancor to pure love.
Oh, let us hence. I stand on sudden haste.
Wisely and slow. They stumble that run fast.
Where the devil should this Romeo be? Came he not home tonight?
Not to his father's. I spoke with his man.
Why, that same pale, hard-hearted wench, that Rosaline, torments him so that he will sure run mad.
Tybalt, the kinsman to old Capulet, has sent a letter to his father's house.
A challenge on my life.
Romeo will answer it.
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Nay, he will answer the letter's master. How he dares, being dares.
Alas, poor Romeo, he is already dead. Stabbed with a white wench's black eye. Shot through the ear with a love song. The very pin of his heart cleft with a blind bow-boy's buttshot. And is he a man to encounter Tybalt?
Why, what is Tybalt?
More than Prince of Cats, I can tell you. Oh, he is the courageous captain of compliments. He fights as you sing prick song, keeps time, distance, and proportion. Rest me his minimum rest. One, two, third in your bosom. The very butcher of a silk button. A duelist, a duelist. A gentleman of the very first house, of the first and second cause. Ha! The immortal Passado, the Puntor of Astor, the
what?
The pox. Such antic, lisping, affecting fantasticos. These new tuners of accents.
By Jesus, very good blade. Very tall man.
Very good whore. Why is not this a lamentable thing, grandsire? That we should be thus afflicted with these strange flies, these passion mongers, these pardonnoirs, who stand so much on the new form they cannot sit at ease on the old bench. Oh, their bones, their bones.
Here comes Romeo, here comes Romeo!
Without his roe like a dried herring. Oh, flesh, flesh, how art thou fishified? Signor Romeo, bonjour. There's a French salutation to your French slop. You gave us the counterfeit fairly last night.
Good morning to you both. What counterfeit did I give you?
The slip, sir, the slip. Can you not conceive?
Pardon, good Mercutio. My business was great. And in such case as mine, a man may strain courtesy.
Oh, nay, I am a very pink of courtesy.
Pink? For flower.
Right.
Why, then, is my pump well flowered?
Well said. Follow me this jest now till thou hast worn out thy pump. Uh-huh. That when the single soul of it is worn, the jest may remain after the wearing solely singular.
Oh, a single soul in jest, solely singular for the singleness.
Oh, come between us, good Dunbar, for my wit's fain.
Here's goodly gear.
A sail, a sail.
Cool, a shirt and a smock.
Peter.
Anon.
My fan, Peter.
Good Peter, to hide her face. My fan was the fairer of the two.
God ye good morrow, gentlemen.
God ye good den, fair gentlewoman.
Is it good den?
Well, 'tis no less, I tell you, for the bawdy hand of the dial is now upon the prick of noon.
Out upon you, what a man are you?
One gentlewoman that God has made for himself to mar.
By me troth, it's well said, for himself to mar, quoth her. Gentlemen, can any of you tell me where I may find the young Romeo?
I can tell you. But young Romeo will be older when you found him than he was when you sought him. I am the youngest of that name, for fault of the worse.
If you be he, sir, I desire some confidence with you.
Mm-hmm. She will indict him to some supper.
Romeo, will you come to your father's? We'll to dinner, mother.
I will follow you.
Farewell, ancient lady. Farewell.
Lady.
Very farewell. I pray you, sir, what saucy merchant was this of us, so full of his ropery?
A gentleman, mass, that loves to hear himself talk, and will speak more in a minute than he will stand to in a month.
I'll not speak anything against me. I'll take him down, and he will ask you than he is, and plenty such jack. And if I cannot, I'll find those that shall. Scurvy knave, pray you, sir, a word. As I told you before, my young lady bade me inquire you out. Mm-hmm. What she bade me say, I'll keep to myself. But first, let me tell you, if you should lead her into a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behavior, as they say, for the gentlewoman is young. And therefore, if you should deal double with her, truly it were an ill thing to be offered to any gentlewoman, and very weak dealing.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and mistress. Tell her I protest.
Oh, good heart, any faith, I will tell her as much. Lord, Lord, she will be a joyful woman.
What wilt thou tell her, nurse? Thou dost not mark me.
I will tell her, sir, that you do protest, which, as I take it, is a gentlemanlike offer.
Bid her devise some means to come to Frith this afternoon. And there she shall, at Friar Lawrence's cell, be shrived and married. Here is for thy pains.
Oh, no, 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 truly, sir, not a penny.
No,
not
too.
A penny.
Oh, no, I say you shall.
This afternoon, sir. Well, he shall be there.
And stay, good nurse. Behind the abbey wall, within this hour, my man shall be with thee, and bring thee cords made like a tackled stair, which to the high top-gallant of my joy must be my convoy in the secret night. Farewell. Be trusty, and I'll quit thy pains. Farewell. Commend me to thy mistress.
Aye, a thousand times. Peter, anon. Take my fan and go before. And a pace.
The clock struck 9 when I did send the nurse. In half an hour she promised to return. Perchance she cannot meet him. That's not so.
God, she comes. Oh, honey nurse, what news? Hast thou met with him? Send thy man away.
Peter, stay at the gate.
Now, good sweet nurse. Oh, Lord, thy look so sad. Though news be sad, yet tell them merrily. If good, thou shamest the music of sweet news by playing them to me with so sour a face.
I am a weary. Give me leave a while. Why are my bones, Abe? What a jaunt have I had.
I would thou hadst my bones and I thy news. Come, I pray thee, speak good nurse.
Please you, what haste? Can you not stay a while? Do you not see that I am out of breath?
How art thou out of breath when thou hast breath enough to say to me that thou art out of breath? Is thy news good or bad? Answer to that. Say either and I'll stay the circumstance. Let me be satisfied. Is good or bad?
Well, you have made a simple choice. You know not how to choose a man. Romeo? Oh, no, not he. Oh, his face be better than any man's, yet his leg excels all men. And for a hand and a foot and a body, those are not to be talked on, yet they're past compare. He's not the flower of courtesy, but I'll warrant him as gentle as a lamb. Go thy ways, wench, serve God. What, have you dined at home?
No, but all this I did know before. What says he of our marriage? What of that?
Lord, are my headaches, what a head have I. Oh, it beats as it would fall in 20 pieces. Oh, my back at t'other side. Oh, my back. Oh, beshrew your heart for sending me about to catch my death with jaunting up and down.
If faith, I am sorry that thou art not well. Sweet. Tell me. What says my love?
Your love says, like an honest gentleman, and a courteous, and a kind, and a handsome, and I warrant a virtuous. Where's your mother?
Where is my mother? Why, she is within. Where should she be? How oddly thou repliest. Your love says, like an honest gentleman, where is your mother?
Oh, God's lady, dear, are you so hot? Mary, come up, I trow. Is this the poetess for my aching bones? Henceforward, do your messages yourself.
Oh, you have such a coil. Come. What says Romeo?
Have you got leave to go to shift today?
I have.
Then hie you hence to Friar Lawrence's cell. There stays a husband to make you a wife. Ha ha! Now comes the wanton blood up in your cheeks. They'll be in scarlet, straight at any news. I get to church. I must another way to fetch a ladder, by the which your love must climb a bird's nest soon when it is dark. I am the drudge and toil in your delight, but you shall bear the burden soon at night. Go, I'll to dinner. Hi you to the cell.
Hi to high fortune. Honest nurse, farewell.
So smile the heavens upon this holy act, that after hours with sorrow chide us not.
Amen, amen. But come what sorrow can, it cannot countervail the exchange of joy that one short minute gives me in her sight. Do thou but close our hands with holy words, then love-devouring death do what he dare. It is enough I may but call her mine.
These violent delights have violent ends, and in their triumph die, like fire and powder, which as they kiss, consume. The sweetest honey is loathsome in his own deliciousness, and in the taste confounds the appetite. Therefore love moderately. Long love doth so. Too swift arrives as tardy as too slow. Here comes the lady. Oh, so light a foot will ne'er wear out the everlasting flint. My lover may bestride the gossamer that idles in the wanton summer air and yet not fall. So light is vanity.
But even when I don't become the father,
Romeo shall thank thee, daughter, for us both.
As much to him, thou seest his thanks too much.
Ah, Juliet. If the measure of thy joy be heat like mine, and that thy skill be more to blazon it, then sweeten with thy breath this neighbor air, and let rich music's tongue unfold the imagined happiness that both receive in either by this dear encounter.
Conceit, more rich in matter than in words, rags of his substance, not of ornament. They are but beggars that can count their worth. But my true love is grown to such excess, I cannot sum up some of half my wealth.
Come with me, and we will make short work. For by your leave, you shall not stay alone till Holy Church incorporates two in one.
I pray thee, good Mercutio, let's retire. The day is hot, the Capulet's abroad, and if we meet, we shall not scape a brawl. For now these hot days is the mad blood stirring.
Not like one of these fellows that when he enters the confines of a tavern, claps me his sword upon the table and says, God send me no need of thee. And by the operation of the second cup, draws it on the drawer when indeed there is no need.
Am I like such a fellow?
Nay, and there were two such, we should have none shortly, for one would kill the other.
And I were so apt to quarrel as thou art, any man should buy the fee simple of my life for an hour and a quarter.
A fee simple? Oh, simple.
Follow me close, for I will speak to them.
By my head, here comes the Capulet.
By my heel, I cannot.
Gentlemen, good ten. A word with one of you.
But one word with one of us. Couple it with something. Make it a word and a blow.
You shall find me apt enough to that, sir, and you will give me occasion.
Could you not take some occasion without giving?
Mercutio, thou consorts with Romeo.
Consort? What dost thou make us minstrels? Now make minstrels of us look to hear nothing but discords. Here's my fiddlestick. Here's that shall make you dance. Zooms, consort.
We talk here in the public haunt of men. Either withdraw unto some private place, or reason coldly of your grievances, or else depart. Here all eyes gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look, and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure, I.
Well, peace be with you, sir. Here comes my man.
But I'll be hanged, sir, if you wear your livery.
Romeo, the love I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain!
Tybalt, the reason that I have to love thee doth much excuse the appertaining rage to such a greeting. Villain am I none. Therefore, farewell. I see thou knowest me not.
Boy, this shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me. Therefore, turn and draw.
I do protest I never injured thee, but love thee better than thou canst devise, till thou shalt know the reason of my love. And so, good Capulet, which name I tender as dearly as mine own, be satisfied.
Oh, calm, dishonorable, vile submission. Alastair Carter carries it away. Tybalt, you rat catcher. Will you walk?
What wouldst thou have with me?
Good king of cats, nothing but one of your nine lives that I mean to make bold withal, and as you shall use me hereafter, dry beat the rest of the eight. Will you pluck your sword out of his pilch about ears? Make haste! Let mine be about your ears ere it be out.
I'll for you.
Gentlemen, you shall put thy record
on. Sir, your passado.
Draw, Bentolio. Beat down their weapons. Gentlemen, for shame, forbear this outrage. Tybalt! Mercutio! The prince expressly has forbid this bandying in Verona Street. Who, Tybalt? Good Mercutio!
I'm hurt. Plague of both your houses. I'm spared.
Come, follow me close.
Is he gone? Hath nothing?
What, art thou hurt?
Scratch. Marriage's enough.
Courage, man, the hurt cannot be much.
No. It's not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door. But 'tis enough. 'Twill serve. Ask for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave man. I'm peppered, I warrant, for this world. Yeah, plague of both your houses. Fools, a dog, a rat, a mouse, a cat, to scratch a man's death. Braggart, rogue, villain, fights for the book of arithmetic. Why the devil came you between us? I was hurt under your arm.
I thought all for the best.
help me in some house, Benvolio, I shall find. A plague of both houses. They have made worms, neither me. They have it, and soundly, too.
Your houses.
This gentleman, the prince's near ally, my very friend, has got his mortal hurt in my behalf. My reputation stained with Tybalt's slander. Tybalt! With an hour hath been my cousin. Oh, sweet Juliet. Thy beauty hath made me effeminate, and in my temper softened valor's steel.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Brave Mercutio is dead.
This day's black fate on more days doth depend. This but begins the woe, others must end.
Here comes the furious Tybalt back again.
Alive, in triumph, and Mercutio slain? Away to heaven, respective lenity, and fire-eyed fury be my conduct now. Now, Tybalt, take the villain back again that late thou gavest me.
For Mercutio's soul is but a little way above our heads, staying for thine to keep him company. Either thou, or I, or both. Must go with him.
Thou wretched boy that didst consort him here, shout with him hence.
This shall determine that.
The
future is dead. Murder! Romeo, away! Be gone! The citizens are up and Tybalt slain. Stand not amazed. The prince will doom thee death if thou art taken. Hence, be gone away!
Oh, I am a fortune. Fool.
Why dost thou say?
Which way ran he that killed Mercutio? Tybalt, that murderer, which way ran he?
There lies that Tybalt.
Come, sir, go with me. I charge thee in the prince's name, obey. Benvolio, who began this bloody fray?
Tybalt, here slain, whom Romeo's hand did slay.
Romeo slew him, he slew Mercutio. Who now the price of his dear blood to hold?
Not Romeo, prince. He was Mercutio's friend. His fault concludes but what the law should end the life of Tybalt.
And for that offense, immediately do we exile him.
I will be deaf to pleading and excuses. No tears nor prayers shall purchase out abuses. Therefore use none.
Let Romeo hence in haste. Else when he's found, that hour is his last. Bear hence this body and attend our will. Mercy but murders, pardoning those that kill.
Gallop apace, you fire it with your steed towards Phoebus' lodging. Such a wagoner of Saracen would whip you to the west and bring in cloudy night immediately. Spread thy close curtain, love of performing night, that runaway's eyes may wink, and Romeo, leap to these arms, untalked of and unseen. Lovers conceited do their amorous rites by their own beauty, or if love be blind, it best agrees with night. Come, Cyril, knight, thou sober-suited matron, all in black, and learn me how to lose a winning match played for a pair of stainless maidenhood. Could my unmanned blood get in my cheeks with thy black mantle, till strange love grown bold, think true love acted, simple modesty. Come, knight, come, Romeo, come now day and night, for thou wilt lie upon the wings of night, whiter than new snow on a raven's back. Come, gentle knight. Come, loving black-browed knight. Give me my Romeo. And when he shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars. And he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the blind sun. Oh, bought the mansion of a love but not possessed. And now I am sold, not yet enjoyed. Oh, so tedious is this day as is the night before some festival to an impatient child that hath new robes and may not wear them. Oh, here comes my nurse. and she brings news. And every tongue that speaks but Romeo's name speaks heavenly eloquence. Now, nurse, what news? What is thou there, the cords that Romeo bid thee fetch?
Aye, aye, the cords.
Honey, what news? Why dost thou wring thy hands?
Ah, well, a day is dead, is dead, is dead. We're undone, lady, we're undone. Alack, the day is gone, still, is dead. Romeo can, or heaven cannot. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, whoever would have thought it. Romeo.
What devil art thou that thou tormentest us?
I saw the wound, I saw it with mine eyes. God save the mark here on his manly breast. A piteous cause. A bloody, piteous cause. Pale, pale as ashes, all bedaubed in blood, all in gore blood. I swooned at the sight.
Oh, break my heart. Poor bankrupt. Break at once. The prison eyes ne'er look on liberty.
Oh, Tybalt, Tybalt, the best friend I had. Oh, courteous Tybalt, honest gentleman. The devil I should live to see thee dead.
What storm is this that blows so contrary? Is Romeo slaughtered and is Tybalt dead? My dearer cousin and my dearer lord, send dreadful trumpets, sound the general doom. Oh, who is living if these two are gone?
Tybalt is gone and Romeo banished. Romeo that killed him, he is banished.
Oh, God. Did Romeo's hand shed Tybalt's blood?
It did, alas, the day it did.
Oh, serpent hearted with a flowering face. Did ever dragon keep so fair a face? Oh, nature, what hast thou to do in hell when thou didst bar the spirit of a fiend in mortal paradise of such
sweetness? No trust, no faith, no honesty in men. All perjured, all forsworn, all naught, all dissemblers. Ah, where's my man? Give me some aqua vitae. These griefs, these woes, these sorrows make me old. Shame come to Romeo.
Listed be thy tongue for such a wish. He was not born to shame. Upon his brow shame is a shame to sit, but is a throne where honor may be crowned, so monarch of the universal earth. Oh, what a beast was I to try to see.
Will you speak well of him that killed your cousin?
Shall I speak ill of him that is my husband? Ah, poor my lord. What tongue shall smooth thy name when I, thy Fiar's wife, have mangled it? Some word there was. Worse than Tybalt's death that murdered me. I would forget his fame. Oh, it presses to my memory like damned guilty deeds to sinner's mind. Tybalt is dead. And Romeo banished. Banished? That one word, banished, hath slain 10,000 Tybalt. Tybalt's death will worry not if it had ended there. But with a rearward following Tybalt's death, Romeo is banished. To speak that word, his father, mother, Tybalt, Romeo, Julius, all slain, all dead. Romeo is banished. There is no end, no limit, measure bound in that word, grief. No words can that word tell.
No.
Where is my father and my mother, nurse?
Weeping and wailing over Tybalt's cause. Will you go to them? I will bring you thither.
Wash they his wounds, it tears. Mine shall be spent where theirs are dry, for Romeo's banishment. Take up those cords. Poor Luke. You are beguiled, both you and I, for Romeo is exiled. He made you for a highway to my death. But I am made, thy maiden widow. Come, cord. Come, I'll to my wedding death. From death, not Romeo, take my maiden.
Oh, hide here, chamber. I'll find Romeo to comfort you. I wot well where he is. Hearty, your Romeo will be here at night. I'll to him. He is hid at Lauren's cell.
Oh, find him. Give this ring to my true knight, and bid him come to take his last farewell.
Father, what news? What is the prince's doom? What sorrow craves acquaintance at my hand that I yet know not?
Too familiar is my dear son with such our company.
I bring thee tidings of the prince's doom. Not for his death, but for his banishment.
Banishment? Be merciful. Say death.
For exile hath more terror in his look, much more than death. Do not say banishment.
Hence from Verona art thou banished. Be patient, for the world is broad and wide.
There is no world without Verona walls, but purgatory, torture, hell itself. Hence banished is banished from the world, and world's exile is death. Calling death banished, thou cut'st my head off with a golden axe and smilest upon the stroke that murders me.
Oh, deadly sin. Oh, rude unthankfulness. Thy fault our law calls death. But the kind prince taking thy part hath rushed aside the law and turned that black word death to banishment. This is dear mercy, and thou seest it not.
'Tis torture and not mercy. Heaven is here where Juliet lives. And every cat and dog and little mouse, every unworthy thing live here in heaven and may look on her, but Romeo may not. More validity, more honorable strength, more courtship lives in carrion flies than Romeo. They may settle on the white wonder of dear Juliet's hand and steal immortal blessings from her lips, but Romeo may not. He is banished! No poison mix, no sharp ground knife, no sudden mean of death, though ne'er so mean, but banished! Oh, fire that damned you, that word in hell, howling at him. How is thou the heart to mangle me with that word, banishment?
Thou fond madman, hear me a little speech.
Oh, thou wilt speak again of banishment.
I'll give thee armor to keep off that word. Adversity's sweet milk, philosophy, to comfort thee, though thou art banished.
Yes, banishment. Hang up philosophy. Unless philosophy can make a Juliet, displant a town, reverse a prince's doom, it helps not, it prevails not. Talk no more!
Let me dispute with thee of thy estate.
Thou canst not speak of what thou dost not feel. Wert thou as young as I, Juliet thy love, and I'll but married, Tybalt murdered, doting like me, and like me, banished! Then mightst thou speak. Then mightst thou tear thy hair and fall upon the ground, as I do now, taking the measure of an unmade grave.
Why, one knock. Good Romeo, hide thyself.
Who knock? Who knock so hard? Whence come you? What's your will?
Let me come in, and you shall know my errand. I come to Lady Juliet.
Oh, welcome then.
Oh, holy friar. Oh, tell me, holy friar, where is my lady lord? Where Romeo?
There on the ground, with his own tears made drunk.
Oh, he is even in my mistress' case, just in her grace. Even so lies she, blubbering and weeping, weeping and blubbering. Stand up, stand up. Stand up to be a man. For Juliet's sake, stand up. Oh, sir. Well, death's the end of all.
Speakest thou, Juliet? How is it with her? Does she not think me an old murderer? Now I have stained the childhood of our joy with blood removed but little from her own. Where is she? And how does she? And what says my concealed lady to our cancelled love?
Oh, she says nothing, sir, but weeps and weeps, and now falls on her bed, and then starts up and Tybalt calls, and then on Romeo cries, and then falls down again.
Ah, as if that name shot from the deadly level of a gun did murder, as that name's cursed hand murdered her kinsman. Oh, tell me, friar, tell me, in what vile part of this anatomy doth my name lodge? Tell me that I may sack the hateful wench and
hold thy desperate hand. Art thou a man? Thy form cried out thou art. Thy tears are womanish. Thy wild acts denote the unreasonable fury of a beast. Thou hast some nation. By my holy order, I thought thy disposition better tempered. What roused thee, man? Thy Juliet is alive, for whose dear sake thou wast but lately dead. There art thou happy. Tybalt would kill thee, but thou slewest Tybalt. There art thou happy too. Happiness caught thee in his best array. But like a misbehaved and sullen wench, thou pounced upon thy fortune and my love. Take heed, for such die miserable. Go, get thee to thy love as a decree. Ascend her chamber hence and comfort her. But look, I'll stay not till the watch be met, for then thou canst not pass to Mantua. Go before her. Commend me to thy lady and bid her hasten all the house to bed. Romeo is coming.
Oh, Lord, I better stay here all the night to hear good counsel. Oh, what learning is. My Lord, I tell my lady you will come.
Do so. And bid my love prepare to chide.
Here, sir, a ring she bid me give you, sir. How you make haste, for it grows very late.
How well my comfort is revived by this.
Go hence. Good night. And here stands all your state. Either be gone before the watch be set, or by the break of day, disguised from hence. Sojourn in Mantua. I'll find out your man, and he shall signify from time to time every good hap to you that chances here. Give me your hand. 'Tis late, farewell. Good night.
But that a joy past joy calls out on me, it were a grief so brief to part with you. Farewell.
Things have fallen out for Paris so unluckily that we have had no time to move our daughter. Look you, she loved her kinsman Tybalt dearly, and so did I. Well, we were born to die. It's very late. She'll not come down tonight.
These times of woe afford no time to woo. Madam, good night. Commend me to your daughter.
I will, and know her mind early tomorrow. Tonight she's mewed up to her heaviness.
Sir Paris, I will make a desperate tender of my child's love. I think she will be ruled in all respects by me. Nay more, I doubt it not. Wife, go you to her ere you go to bed. Acquaint her here of my son Paris' love, and bid her mark you me on Wednesday next. But soft, what day is this?
Monday, my lord.
Monday? Well, Wednesday is too soon. Oh, Thursday, let it be. Oh, Thursday, tell her she shall be married to this noble earl. We'll keep no great ado, a friend or two. For hark you, Tybalt being slain so late, it may be thought we held him carelessly, being our kinsman, if we revel much. Therefore, we'll have some half a dozen friends at there and end. But what say you to Thursday?
My lord, I would that Thursday were tomorrow.
Well, get you gone. Oh, Thursday be it then. Go you to Juliet ere you go to bed. Prepare her wife against this wedding day. Farewell, my lord. Light to my chamber home. Oh, me, it is so very, very late that you can call it early.
Since I'll be gone, it is not yet near day. It was the nightingale, not the lark, that pierced the fearful hollow of Vanya. Nightly she sings on yon pomegranate tree. Believe me, love, it was the nightingale.
It was the lark, the herald of the morn, no nightingale. Look, love, what envious streaks do lace the severing clouds in yonder east. Night's candles are burned out. And jocund day stands tiptoe on the misty mountain tops. I must be gone and live, or stay and die.
Long night is not daylight, I know, and I. It is some meteor that the sun exhales, to be to thee this night a torchbearer, and light thee on thy way to Mentor. Therefore, stay yet. Thou needst not to be gone.
Let me be tamed, let me be put to death. I am content, so thou wilt have it so. I'll say yon grey is not the morning's eye. 'Tis but the pale reflex of Cynthia's brow. Nor that is not the lark, whose notes do beat the vaulty heaven so high above our heads. I have more care to stay than will to go. Come, death unwelcome. Juliet wills it so. I rest myself. Let's talk. It is not day.
It is. It is. I am begone away. It is the lark that sings so out of tune, straining harsh discords and unpleasing sharps. Oh, now be gone. More light and light it grows.
More light and light. More dark and dark our world.
Madam. Yes? Your lady mother's come into the chamber. The day is broke. Be wary. Look about. Then window. Let day in and let life out.
Farewell. Farewell. One kiss and I'll descend.
Thou gone so. My lord, my love, my friend. I must hear from thee every day and the hour, for in a minute there are many days. Oh, by this count I shall be much in years ere I again behold my Romeo.
Farewell.
Oh, thinkst thou we shall ever meet again?
I doubt it not, and all these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our time to come.
Oh, God, I have an ill divining myself. Methinks I see thee, now thou art below, as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. Either my eyesight fails, or thou look pale.
And trust me, love, in my eyes so do you. Dry sorrow drinks our blood. Adieu. Adieu.
Good fortune. Fortune. All men call thee fickle. If thou art fickle, what dost thou with him that is renowned for faith? Be fickle, fortune. For then I hope thou wilt not keep him long.
Oh, daughter, are you up?
Who is the call? It's my lady mother. Is she not upstairs or down so early? What unaccustomed cause procures her hither?
Why, how now, Juliet?
Madam, I am not well.
Evermore weeping for your cousin's death.
What wilt thou wash him from his grave with tears? But now I'll tell thee joyful tidings, girl.
And joy comes well in such a needy time. What are they, I beseech your ladyship?
Well, well, thou hast a careful father, child. One who, to put thee from thy heaviness, hath sorted out a sudden day of joy that thou expect not, nor I look not for.
That an unhappy time. What day is that?
Marry, my child, early next Thursday morn, the gallant, young, and noble gentleman, the county parish, at St. Peter's Church, shall happily make thee there a joyful bride.
By St. Peter's Church and Peter too, he shall not make me there a joyful bride. I wonder at this haste. But I must wear there he that should be husband comes to woo. I pray you tell my lord and father, madam, I will not marry. And when I do, I swear it shall be Romeo, whom you know I hate rather than Patton. These are musing.
Here comes your father. Tell him so yourself and see how he will take it at your hands.
Oh, no. A conduit girl? What, still in tears, evermore showering? And a wife? Have you delivered to her our decree?
Aye, sir, but she will none. She gives you thanks. I would the fool were married to her grave.
Oh, will she none? Doth she not give us thanks? Is she not proud? Doth she not count her blessed, unworthy as she is, that we have wrought so worthy a gentleman to be her bridegroom?
No, proud you have, but thankful that you have. Proud can I never be of what I hate. Yet thankful even for hate that is men's love.
How now? How now? Chop logic, what is this? Proud? And I thank you, and I thank you not, and yet not proud? Mistress Minion, you, thank me no thankings, nor proud me no proud. But fettle your fine joints against Thursday next to go with Paris to St. Peter's Church, or I will drag thee on a hurdle thither. Out, you green sickness carrier! Out, you badges! You paralfy!
Fie, what are you, mad?
Father, I beseech you on my knees. Hear me with patience, but to speak a word.
Hang thee, young baggage, disobedient wretch. I tell thee what, get thee to church on Thursday, or never after look me in the face. Speak not, reply not, do not answer me. My fingers itch. Why, we just thought us blessed, but God had left us but this only child. But now I see this one is one too much, and that we have a curse in having her. Out on her, Hilding.
Now, God in heaven bless her. You are to blame, me lord, to rate her soul.
And why, my lady wisdom? Hold your tongue, good prudence. Smatter the way they've got to go.
I speak no treason.
Oh, cutting again.
May not one speak?
Peace, you mumbling fool. Utter your gravity or your gossip bowl, for here we need it up.
You are too hot.
God's bread, it makes me mad. Day, night, hour, tide, time, work, play, alone, in company. Still my care hath been to have her matched. And having now provided a gentleman of noble parentage, proportioned as one thought could wish a man, and then to have a wretched, puling fool to answer, I'll not wed, I cannot love, I am too young, I pray you pardon me. But an you will not wed, I'll pardon you. Praise where you will, you shall not house with me. Look to it, think on't, I do not use to jest. Thursday is near. Lay hand on heart, advise. An you be mine, I'll give you to my friend. An you be not, hang, beg, starve, die in the streets. For by my soul, I'll never acknowledge thee. Nor what is mine shall never do thee good. Trust to it, but think so. I'll not be performed.
Is there no pity sitting in the clouds that feed into the bottom of my kingdom? Oh, could my mother cast me not away? Delay this marriage for a month, a week. Or if thou wilt not, make my bridal bed in that dim monument where Sibyl's lying.
Talk not to me, for I'll not speak a word. Do as thou wilt, for I have done with thee.
Oh, God. A marriage. How shall this be prevented? My husband is on earth. My faith in heaven. How shall that faith return again to earth unless that husband send it to me from heaven by leaving earth? Counsel, what says thou? Hast thou not a word of joy? Some comfort now.
Stay here it is. Romeo is banished, and all the world to nothing that he dares ne'er come back to challenge you. Or if he do, it needs must be by stealth. Then, since the case so stands as now it does, I think it best you married with the county. Oh, he's a lovely gentleman. Romeo is a dish close to him. An eagle, madam, are not so green, so quick, so fair, and I as Paris that. If through my very heart, I think you're happy in this second match, for it excels your first. Or if it did not, your first is dead. Or 'twere as good he were as living here, and you no use of him.
Speakest thou from thy heart,
and from my soul too, or else issue them both.
Amen.
What?
Thou hast comforted me marvelously. Go in, and tell my lady I am gone, having displeased my father, to Lawrence Fell, to make confession and to be absolved.
Marry, I will, and this is wisely done.
Oh, which indeed. Is it more sin to wish me thus forsworn, and to dispraise my lord with that same tongue which she hath praised him with above compare so many thousand times? Go, counselor, bound this bosom henceforth shall be twain. Under the fire, to know his remedy. If all else fail, myself have power to die.
The time is very short.
My father Capulet will have it so, and I am nothing slow to flack his head.
You say you do not know the lady's mind. Uneven is the course, I like it not. Look, sir, here comes the lady towards myself.
Happily met, my lady, and my wife.
That may be, sir, and I may be a wife.
That may be, must be, love, on Thursday next.
What must be, shall be.
That's a certain text.
Come you to make confession to this father.
To answer that, I should confess to you.
Do not deny to him that you love me.
I will confess to you that I love him. Are you at leisure, Holder Father, now? Or shall I come to you at evening?
My leisure serves me, pensive daughter, now. My lord, we must entreat the time alone.
God shield, I should disturb devotion. Julius, on Thursday early will I rouse you. Till then, adieu, and keep this holy kiss. Adieu.
Shut the door. And when thou hast done so, come weep with me, past hope, past cure, past help.
Juliet, I already know thy grief. I hear thou must, and nothing may prorogue it, on Thursday next be married to this country.
Tell me not prior that thou hearest of this, unless thou tell me how I may prevent it. Give me some present counsel, or behold, fix my extreme, the meanest bloody knife shall pay the umpire.
Old daughter, I do spy a kind of hope. If, rather than to marry County Paris, thou hast the strength of will to slay thyself, then is it likely thou wilt undertake a thing like death to chide away this shame. And if thou darest, I'll give thee remedy.
Oh, bid me leap rather than marry Paris, from off the battlements of yonder tower. Or bid me lurk where serpents are, chain me with roaring bears. Or shut me nightly in a charnel house, or covered quite with dead men's rattling bones, with leafy shanks and yellow chapless skulls. Or bid me go into a new-made grave and hide them with a dead man in his shroud. Things which to hear them told have made me tremble, and I will do it without fear or doubt and with an unstained wife to my true love.
Hold it. Go home. Be married. Give consent to marry Paris. Wednesday is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, look that thou lie alone. Take thou this while, being then in bed, and the distilled liquor drink thou off, and presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humour, for no pulse shall keep his native progress but surcease. No warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest, and in this borrowed likeness to shrunk death thou shalt continue 2 and 40 hours, and then awake from a pleasant sleep. Now, when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of the country is, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hither shall he come, and he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua, and this shall free thee from this present shame, if no inconstant toy nor womanish fear abate thy valour in the acting.
Yes. Give me. Oh, tell not me of fear.
Hold. Get you one. I'll send a friar with speed to Mantua with my letters to thy lord.
Love give me strength, and strength shall help afford. Farewell, dear.
My daughter gone to Friar Lawrence?
Aye, forsooth.
Well, he may chance to do some good on her. A peevish, self-willed harlotry it is.
Gee, where she comes from, Thrift, with merry look.
How now, my headstrong? Where have you been getting?
Well, I have learned that there is some sufficiency to be in opposition to you and your behalf. And am enjoined by Holy Lawrence to call prostrate here to beg your pardon. Pardon, I beseech you.
Sin for the county. Go tell him of this. I'll have this knot knit up tomorrow morning.
Nurse, will you bear with me into my closet and help me sort such needful ornaments as you think fit to furnish me tomorrow?
No, not till Thursday. That is time enough.
Go, nurse. Go with her. We'll put church tomorrow.
It shall be short enough. Provisions is now here night.
Thus I will stir about, and all things shall be well, I warrant thee, wife. Go now to Juliet, have to deck up her. I'll not to bed tonight. Let me alone. I'll play the hazard for this one. My heart is wondrous light as this same wayward girl is told to play.
I know you're tired, I think. But, gentle nurse, I pray thee leave me to myself tonight, for I have need of many orisons to move the heavens to smile upon my face, which well thou knowest is cross and full of sin.
What, are you busy, ho? Need you my help?
No, madam. We have culled such necessaries as are behoveful for our state tomorrow. So please you, let me now be left alone, and let the nurse this night sit up with you, for I am sure you have your hands full all in this sudden business.
Good night. Get thee to bed and rest, for thou hast need.
Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. I have a faint, cold fear thrills through my veins. It almost freezes up the heat of life. I'll call them back again to comfort me.
No!
What should she do here? My dismal scene, I need must act alone. Come, Vile. What if this mixture do not work at all? Shall I be natted then tomorrow morning? No, no. This shall prevent. Lie thou there. What if it be a poison which the friars subtly have ministered to have me dead? Lest in this marriage he should be dishonored because he married me before to Romeo. I guess it is so. Yes. Methinks it should not. For he has still been tried a holy man. How if, when I am laid into the tomb, I wake before the time that Romeo come to redeem me? There's a fearful point. Shall I not then be stifled in the vault, to whose foul mouth no health and air breathes in, and there die, strangled ere my Romeo come? What if I live? Is it not very like horrible conceit of death and night, together with the terror of the place, as in a vault, an ancient reciprocal, where for these many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed, where blood and crippled yet but green in earth lies festering in the shroud, and as they say at some hours of the night spirits resort, an accident! Is it not like that I so early waking, but with loathsome smells, and shrieks like mandrakes torn out of the earth, that living mortals hearing them run there. Oh, if I wake, shall I not be distraught environed with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefather's joints, and pluck the mangled tibble from his shroud, and in this rage, with some great kinsman's bones, and with a club, dash out my desperate brains? Oh, look! Methinks I see my cousin's ghost, seeking out Romeo that has split his body upon a rapier's point. Romeo, I come. Yes, do I drink?
Curfew bell hath rung, 3 o'clock. Look to the baked meat, good Angelica, spare not for cost. Nurse! Wife! What ho! What nurse, I say! Go waken Juliet, go and trim her up.
I'll go and chat with Paris. Hi, make haste, make haste. The bridegroom, he has come already. Make haste, my friend.
Juliet. Fast, I warrant her see. My lamb. My lady. Why, you slug a bit. Why, love, I say. Madam. Sweetheart. Why, bride. Oh, what, not a word. You take your pennyworth now. Sleep for a week. For the next night, I warrant the county parish to send up his rest that you shall rest but little. God forgive me, Marion, amen, how sound is she asleep? What, dressed and in your clothes and down again? I must needs wake you. Lady. 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 Alas, alas. Help, help. My lady's dead. Oh, well, it is that ever I was born. The matter, be there. Oh, my lord, my lady.
What noise is here?
Oh, lamentable day.
What is the matter?
Look, look. Oh, that is dead.
Oh, oh me. Oh, me. Oh, my child, my only life. Oh, revive, look up, or I will die with thee.
Help, help, call help.
For shame, bring Juliet forth. Her lord is come.
She's dead, disease. She's dead. Huh? Alack, she's dead.
Alack, she's dead. She's dead. She's dead.
Let me see her. Oh, alas, she's cold. Her blood is settled and her joints are stiff. Life and these lips have long been separated. Death lies on her like an untimely frost upon the sweetest flower of all the fields.
Oh, lamentable
day. Oh, woeful time.
Death that had tailed her hence to make me with it ties up my tongue and will not let me sleep.
Come, is the bride ready to go to church?
Ready to go, but never to return. Oh, son, the night before thy wedding day hath death lain with thy wife. See, there she lies. Flower as she was, deflowered by him.
Have I thought long to see this morn's face? And doth he give me such a sight as this?
Peaceful, for shame! All things that we ordain at festival turn from their office to black funeral. Our instruments to melancholy bells, our wedding cheer to a sad burial feast, our solemn hymns to sullen dirges change. Our bridal flowers serve for a buried course, and all things change them to the contrary.
Go you in. And madam, go with him. And go, Sir Paris. Everyone prepare to follow this fair course unto her grave. The heavens do lower upon you for some ills. Move them no more by crossing their high will.
Faith, we may put up our pipes and be gone.
Honest good fellows are put up, put up. So well you know, this is a pitiful case.
If I may trust the flattering truth of sleep, my dreams presage some joyful news at hand. My bosom's lord sits lightly in his throne, and all this day an unaccustomed spirit lifts me above the ground with cheerful thoughts. I dreamt my lady came and found me dead, strange dream that gives a dead man leave to think, and breathed such life with kisses in my lips that I revived and was an emperor.
My lord.
News from Verona. Anna Balthazar, how doth my lady? Is my father well? How fares my Juliet? That I ask again, for nothing can be ill if she be well.
Then she is well, and nothing can be ill. Her body sleeps in Capel's monument, and her immortal part with angels lives. Oh, pardon me for bringing these ill news, since you did leave it for my officer.
Is it even so?
When I defy you, stars!
Thou knowest my lodging. Get me ink and paper and hire post horses. I will hence tonight. Hast thou no letters to me from the friar?
No, my good lord.
No matter. Get thee gone. And hire those horses. I'll be with thee straight.
Well, Juliet, I will lie with thee tonight and see for means. Oh, mischief. Thou art swift to enter in the thoughts of desperate men. I do remember an apothecary, and hereabouts it dwells, which later I noted. And in his needy shop a tortoise hung, an alligator stuffed, and other skins of ill-shaped fishes. And about his shelves a beggarly account of empty boxes, green earthen pots, bladders, and musty seeds, where thinly scattered do make up a show. Noting this penury to myself, I said, and if a man did need a poison now, whose sale is present death in Mantua, here lives a caitiff wretch would sell it. As I remember, this should be the house.
What ho! Apothecary?
Who calls so loud?
Come in, a man.
I see that thou art poor. Hold. There is 40 ducats. Huh? Let me have a dram of poison, such soon-speeding gear as will disperse itself through all the veins, that the life-weary taker may fall dead, and that the trunk may be discharged of breath.
Such mortal drugs I have, but Mantua's law is death to any he that utters them.
Art thou so bare and full of wretchedness and fierce to die? Famine is in thy cheeks, need and oppression starveth in thy eyes. The world affords no law to make thee rich. And be not poor, but break it and take this.
My poverty, but not my will, consent.
I say thy poverty and not thy will.
Put this in any liquid thing you will and drink it off. And if you had the strength of 20 men, it would dispatch you straight.
There is thy gold. Worse poison to men's souls than these poor compounds that thou mayst not sell. I sell thee poison. Thou hast sold me none. Farewell. Buy food and get thyself in flesh.
Come, cordial and not poison, go with me to Juliet's grave, for there must I meet.
Holy Franciscan prior, brother, ho!
This name shall be the voice of Prior John. Welcome from Mantua. What says Romeo?
Going to find a barefoot brother out, one of our order to associate me here in this city visiting the sick. And finding him, the searchers of the town, suspecting that we both were in a house where the infectious pestilence did reign, sealed up the doors and would not let us forth, so that my speed to Mantua there was stayed.
Who bare my letter then to Romeo?
I could not send it. Here it is again.
Unhappy fortune. By my brotherhood, that letter was not nice, but full of charge, of dear import. And the neglecting it may do much danger. Friar John, go hence, get me an iron crow, and bring it straight unto myself.
Brother, I'll go and bring it thee.
Now must I to the monument alone. Within this 3 hours will fair Juliet wake. She will beshrew me much that Romeo hath had no notice of these accidents. But I will write again to Mantua, and keep her at my cell till Romeo come. Poor living corpse clothed in a dead man's tomb.
Romeo!
Be like Hotchpot. Hence and stand aloof. Under yon yew trees lay thee all along, holding thine ear close to the hollow ground. So shall no foot upon the churchyard tread, but thou shalt hear it. Whistle then to me, a signal thou hearest something approach. I am almost afraid to stand alone here in the churchyard, yet I will adventure.
Sweet flower, with flowers thy bridal bed I strew.
Oh, woe, thy canopy is dust and stone, which with sweet water nightly I will dew.
Or wanting that, with tears distilled by moan,
the obsequies that I for thee will keep, nightly shall be to strew thy grave, and we. The boy gives warning something doth approach. What cursed foot wanders this way tonight, to cross my obsequies and true love's right? What with a torch? Muffle me night awhile.
Give me that man to the wrenching iron. Hold! Take this letter. Early in the morning, see thou deliver it to my lord and father. Give me the light. Upon thy life, I charge thee, whate'er thou hearest or seest, stand all aloof. And do not interrupt me in my course. But if thou, jealous, dost return to pry in what thy father shall intend to do, by heaven! I will tear thee joint by joint, and strew this hungry churchyard with thy limbs.
I will be gone, sir, and not trouble you.
So shalt thou show me friendship. Take thou that. Live and be prosperous. And farewell, good fellow.
Thou detestable maw, thou womb of death, gorged with the dearest morsel of the earth.
Thus I enforce thy rotten jaws to open.
Stop thy unhallowed toil. Vile Montague, can vengeance be pursued further than death?
Condemned villain, I do apprehend thee. Obey and go with thee, for thou must die.
I must indeed, and therefore came I hither. Good, gentle youth, tempt not a desperate man. Put not another sin upon my head by urging me to fury all begun.
I do defy thy conjurations and apprehend thee for a felon here.
Wilt thou provoke me? Then have at thee, boy!
I am vain. If thou be merciful, open the tomb. Lay me with Juliet.
In faith, I will. Let me peruse this place. Mercutio's kinsman, noble County Paris. What said my man when my betossed soul did not attend him as we roamed? I think he told me Paris should have married Juliet. Said he not so? Or did I dream it so? Or am I mad hearing him talk of Juliet to think it was so? Oh, give me thy hand, one writ with me in sour misfortune's book. I'll bury thee in a triumphant grave. A grave? Oh, no, a lantern, slaughtered youth. For here lies Juliet. And her beauty makes this vault a feasting presence full of light. How oft, when men have been at the point of death, have they been merry? Which their keepers call a lightning before death. Oh, how may I call this a lightning? Oh, my love, my wife, death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath hath had no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered. Beauty's ensign yet is crimson in thy lips and in thy cheeks. And death's pale flag is not advanced there. Sibyl, liest thou there in thy bloody sheet? Oh, what more favor can I do to thee than with that hand that cut thy youth in twain to sunder his that was thine enemy? Forgive me, cousin. Oh, dear Juliet, why art thou yet so fair? Shall I believe that unsubstantial death is amorous? And that the lean, abhorred monster keeps thee here in dark to be his paramour? For fear of that, I still will stay with thee, and never from this palace of dim night depart again. Here... here will I remain with worms that are thy chambermaids. Oh, here will I set up my everlasting rest and shake the yoke of inauspicious stars from this world-weary flesh. Eyes, look your last. Arms, take your last embrace. And lips, oh, you, the doors of breath, seal with a righteous kiss, a dateless bargain to engrossing death. Come, bitter conduct. Come, unsavory guide. Thou desperate pilot, now at once run on the dashing rocks thy seasick weary bark. Here's to my love.
Oh, true, Monica. Thy drugs are quick. Last with a kiss. I die.
How oft tonight have my old feet stumbled at graves?
Who there? Here's one, a friend, and one who knows you well.
What torch is yon? And I discern it burneth in the Capel's monument.
It doth so, holy sir. And there's my master, one that you love.
Who is it?
Romeo.
How long has he been there?
Full half an hour.
Go with me to the vault.
I dare not, sir. My master knows not that I am gone hence, and fearfully did menace me with death if I did stay to look on his intents.
Stay then, I'll go alone.
Alas, what dread is this exchange of three entrance to this sepulchre? What mean these martyrs and gory swords? Romeo, oh, pale. Well, what has tomb steeped in blood? Ah, oh, what an unkind hour is guilty of this lamentable chance. The lady stirs.
Comfortable, friar. Where is my lord? I do remember well where I should be, and here I am. Where is my Romeo?
I have none. Lady, come from that nest of death, contagion and unnatural sleep. A greater power than we can contradict hath thwarted our intent. Come, come away. Thy husband in thy bosom there lies dead. Stay not to question, for the watch is coming. Come, go with Judith. I dare no longer stay.
Get me hence, for I will not away. Othia, the cup carried in my true love's hand. Poison, I see, has been his timeless end. Oh, child, gone all, and left no friend at Rock to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Haply some poison yet doth hang on them to make me die with a restorative. My lips are warm. In all, and I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger. This is thy sheath. Bear us. And yet,
hey, there where the pots are burned. Go, some of you, where you find a catch.
Oh, pitiful sight. Here lies the countess slain. And Juliet bleeding, warm and newly dead, who here hath lain this 2 days buried. Go, tell the prince, run to the Capulet, bring up the wonderful.
Romeo's man, we found him in the churchyard.
Hold him in safety till the prince come hither.
Here is a friar that trembles, sighs and weeps. We took this mattock and this spade from him as he was coming from the churchyard side.
A great suspicion. Stay the friar, too.
What misadventure is so early up that calls our person from our morning rest?
Sovereign, here lies the Count of Paris slain, and Romeo dead, and Juliet dead before, warm and new killed.
Seal up the mouth of outrage for a while, till we can clear these ambiguities and know their spring, their head, their true descent. Bring forth the parties of suspicion.
I am the greatest, able to do least, yet most suspected of this direful murder. And here I stand both to impeach and purge myself condemned and myself excused.
Then say at once what thou dost know in this.
Romeo, there dead, was husband to that Juliet, and she, there dead, that Romeo's faithful wife. I married them, and our stone marriage day was Tybalt's doomsday, whose untimely death banished the new-made bridegroom from this city, for whom and not for Tybalt Juliet pined. Lord Capulet, to remove that siege of grief from her betrothed, and would have married her perforce to County Paris. Then comes she to me, and with wild looks bid me devise some means to rid her from the second marriage, or in my cell there would she kill herself. Then gave I her, so tutored by my art, a sleeping potion, which so took effect as I intended, for it wrought on her the form of death. Meantime, I writ to Romeo, but he that bore my letter, Friar John, was stayed by accident, and yesternight returned my letter back. Then all alone, at the prefixed hour of her waking, came I to take her from her kindred's vault. But when I came, some minute ere the time of her awaking, here untimely lay the noble Paris and true Romeo dead. But then a noise did scare me from the tomb, and she, too desperate, would not go with me, but as it seemed, did violence on herself. All this I know. And if aught in this is carried by my fault, let my old life be sacrificed some hour before his time, unto the rigor of severest law.
We still have known thee for a holy man. Where be these enemies? Capulet! Montague! See what a scourge is laid upon your hate. That heaven finds means to kill your joys with love. And I, for winking at your discord too, have lost a brace of kinsmen. All are punished.
Oh, brother Montague, give me thy hand. This is my daughter's jointure, for no more can I demand.
But I can give thee more, for I will raise her statue in pure gold, that while Verona by that name is known, there shall no figure at such rate be set as that of true and faithful Juliet.
As rich shall Romeo by his lady lie, poor sacrifices of our enmity.
A blooming peace this morning will it bring. The sun for sorrow will not show his head. Go hence to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned, and some punished. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.